99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Right now.
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 39 outside. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
I know you probably didn't see it, and I honestly didn't either, but Jack Harlow, Louisville's own Jack Harlow, made his national television debut last night on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
How exciting.
This song is my jam right now, making his TV debut, performing What's Poppin'. Give it up for Jack Harlow!
What's poppin'?
Pull you up,
brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that cheek like Stockton.
Shouts out Louisville at the end, too.
I'm spending this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports at the top 10. I can put the ball in the end zone. Put a bad chick in a friend zone. For those that don't know, my name is Jack Harlow. J-A-C-K-H-A-R-L-O-W. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky.
There it is. Look at that.
Wow.
Representing Louisville for sure. Yeah. So if you want to see the performance, we got it posted. WDJX.com or up at 99.7DJX on Facebook and Twitter. So yeah, congrats to Jack Harlow, man. He represented last night on Tonight's Show with Jimmy Fallon. So that's pretty cool. Today on the show, we got more of those opportunities for you to get Justin Bieber tickets. Yummiest Valentine's Day ever.
Am I going to have to be the one today?
I think it's you. I think it's up to you. You know.
Yesterday, I could only fit comfortably like two.
Well, you know.
You were rocking like four. Our intern did five.
Yeah, so
I
mean.
I feel pressure.
Yeah, I mean, there's pressure for you to shove some more stuff in your mouth there.
Right.
I know you have a gag reflex, too.
I do.
Yeah.
It's very strong.
Right. So,
you
know.
That could affect the performance. I don't know.
You know, whatever.
There are boundaries I can't cross.
Sure, I understand that. And we want to keep safety in mind, too.
Right.
So, that opportunity right around 8:15 here this morning. We got free therapy here this morning. Florida making the show. A bunch of stuff happening here this morning on 99.7 DJX. So, yeah.
On the 9 or 9 or 7.
On the 9 or 9 or 7. So, yeah, we'll get it started on the way, setting the bar. Florida making the show off the bat. All right?
Yeah.
So, we'll get to a Florida story. Coming up here.
I feel much better when we go there early.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do if you can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, pulling over a police officer to ask for directions. When you're intoxicated, you're doing okay.
Well, it does make it easier for the police officers.
It really does.
To catch you doing that
to
because
Florida,
that's breaking the law.
We go where the officer stopped his vehicle after old Juan Zamora flashed his lights at him. So he's like flashing his lights. Juan was asking for directions to an auto parts store.
Oh, well, yeah.
Do you know how to get to an auto parts store? That's when the police officer was like, well, hey, let's have a conversation, Juan.
Uh-huh.
And Juan admitted then to having a couple shots of bourbon, you know.
Oh,
the
wow. Okay, shots.
Amber liquor there and said he was legally disabled.
Okay.
But agreed to take a field sobriety test.
I'm guessing he failed that.
So here's the thing. Juan said, listen, you didn't pull me over.
I pulled you over.
I pulled you over.
Therefore, it doesn't count.
That doesn't
it's a
matter.
Genius argument.
No, I mean.
I mean, if you're caught in a bind, you're backed into a corner.
Yeah.
It's a,
listen, I was the guy who asked for help
here. He was
here.
Acting as his own advocate at that point. I think he's doing a pretty good job. At least he didn't ask the officer for like, hey, do you know where the nearest liquor store is? He didn't ask that.
No, he was asking for an auto parts store.
Right.
Nonetheless, he took the breathalyzer, and yes, in fact, he was intoxicated and was arrested.
Dang.
We always say never drink and drive. It kills you. It kills other people.
It's against the law.
I mean, but Juan there, Florida man, asking for directions from a police officer while intoxicated is surely going to get you arrested.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Again,
good note. Thank you.
Yeah. Setting the bar. And Florida. All right. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour here. Brought to you by JCPS. Kelly K.
So, this is a really sweet story I saw on Wave 3. It's out of Arizona. A mom is kind of celebrating what Target was doing for some of their advertising in store, including a model in a wheelchair. So, her toddler son, who's named Ollie, he's almost two.
Aww.
They were shopping on the 4th. In a Target there in Peoria, Arizona, when he kind of stopped dead in his tracks and stared at this advertisement because he finally saw someone that looked exactly like him.
Aww.
He stopped his wheelchair dead in his tracks and he flipped it around and he just looked straight up.
To see a little boy in a wheelchair just like him, Ollie relies on his wheelchair to get around. He was born with a rare condition, caudal regression syndrome, that affects his lower spine and organs.
Oliver, it was just a beautiful moment to see him just admiring somebody like him. He doesn't get to see that very often.
Oh,
how sweet is that?
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So kudos to Target. You can see it. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Good stuff there. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K. 18. So I pick up my daughters from school yesterday, and first thing they say when they get into the car, like, Dad, did you hear that Joe Jonas is having a baby?
How did they hear that?
In school. Well, I mean, I don't know. News travels fast, apparently.
Because it came down, like, late yesterday afternoon.
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are expecting their first child together. So they've been apparently...
Like 9 months after their wedding, isn't it? Did they do the math? Is this a honeymoon baby?
I'm telling you what, this is...
Wedding night baby?
This is pretty quick. I mean, that was like my wife and my in-laws. She's a December baby. They got married in January. I mean, There was not a lot of time that took place until they had a baby. But yeah, apparently one of the quote inside sources said Sophie has decidedly been choosing outfits to wear on and off the carpet to accommodate her changing body, like when they have to do like red carpet stuff.
And but everything. Still like, yeah, hide it right now because they're not ready to make a big public announcement.
Well, it's been made. So
well, sure, but I mean, they're not the there. One that made it.
Right,
a secret inside source made the announcement.
Sure. So yeah. Look at that.
Wow.
Is Nick the only one without a kid now?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Kevin's got a few of them.
Well, Frankie's still a little young, right? The OG Jonas.
OG Bonus Jonas.
Yeah, I don't think he's married.
Right.
But the famous Jonas Brothers that we know, they're all married.
Ooh, sorry, Frankie.
Kevin's been a dad for a while.
Yes, he has.
Yeah.
He has. As highlighted very poignantly in
the documentary
Happiness Begins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What a great.
It is really a great documentary.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that.
I know. Yeah. You would not think that we would be like so engrossed in a
yet here
documentary
we are,
about the Jonas Brothers. And yeah. I watched the whole thing.
Here we are.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist. Connections.
Shall I go first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. This one's called Bleeding in the Parking Lot.
Well, that sounds aggressive.
It's a male-seeking female dude voice.
All right.
I seen you walking into the mall. You was wearing a dress with sunflowers on it that didn't allow for easy breathing.
Oh.
Real tight.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the pain you were in for the beauty.
Sure.
I was the guy that was bleeding in the parking lot.
Oh.
You look concerned, which really made me feel special. Now listen, okay. I must be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
I am missing some teeth. I feel honesty is the best policy.
Sure.
Holy shnikes, did it look like a crime scene, though? But I promise, it was nothing like that.
Wow.
Okay. Full transparency, though. Full transparency.
Okay.
I hurt myself falling off a roof.
Oh.
The short version is I was trying to retrieve my drone camera from the neighbor's roof after got stuck there while I was trying to get proof of a Jeopardy gambling operation for the feds.
It's a lot there.
Like secret agent stuff, isn't it?
A lot there.
It's like 007.
Right.
The Jeopardy gambling ring.
Sure.
Can't go into details here, but put a few Long Island iced teas in front of me and it's on like Donkey Kong.
Wow. Okay. All right. So Toothless Parking Lot Guy.
Yeah.
Who could be
a secret agent.
Secret agent working for the feds.
He's going to sing like the bird if you give him some drinky drinks. I don't know.
It's Craigslist Missed Connections. All right. Going up to Seymour, Indiana for this one.
Southern Indiana.
Yeah, sure.
Nicest time of year.
Titled Still Seeking Hairy Chested Robert.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Robert. You out there? Remember, I am the 59-year-old wheelchair housebound man you got in contact with.
What? Wow. Dang.
You said you had a very hairy chest.
Why? Why would you say that?
You would like to come to my house.
Okay.
take showers and hang out in an all-natural setting.
Oh! Does that mean naked? Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, that was weird.
Uh-huh.
I mean, who does that?
Yeah, that's a valid question.
Now, don't get me wrong.
What?
I am not 100% opposed if you have a Netflix login. And you bring snacks.
Okay. All right, so that's a ticket in.
Netflix and
snacks. Yeah, and snacks. And then
not Netflix
fine.
And chill.
You can
just
sit over there.
Netflix and snacks.
All and right. Just hang out. I'm going to watch some Netflix movies.
All right. I always
watch a
feel
show.
Like after the end of Craigslist Misconnections, you need to take a shower.
Yeah,
a
I need
you
to know. Go all right. Cleanse my all right. Soul.
So again, this has been Craigslist Misconnections.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, one of the greatest mysteries of 2020 has been defined.
Okay. Greatest mysteries? All right. Of this year?
Yeah, I think it was this year.
Okay.
It's a local story, too.
Oh, all right. Any other hints? I mean, your face makes me nervous.
Why would my face make you nervous?
You have that little, like,
no.
Gleam in your eye.
No.
And usually means bad things.
It's not bad. It's all good. It's all good.
Okay. Does this fall in the learning education category?
It does
knowledge?
Not. Okay. No, there's no learning. There's never any learning in this show. Okay. Never.
No, that all is right. Not what you say all the time. This show is all about
sure.
Education and knowledge and learning.
All right, you're
you
right.
You can't contradict us.
I contradict us all the time. I really do.
But what category are we filing this under?
Mystery revealed.
Mystery revealed file.
Yes, local
all right.
Mystery revealed.
I'm excited.
Oh, coming up.
Yeah.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Honestly, I saw this yesterday on Instagram, and I thought it was a joke. KFC and Crocs teaming up for a fried chicken clog.
Well, and not only that, they're selling it for $60. Who's going to spend $60 on those?
Well, Crocs aren't cheap. You know, like Croc brand shoes aren't inexpensive.
Is that an edible piece of chicken on each clog?
Yeah, I think that's just for the photo.
Is it? Okay, I was confused. Like, I don't know. Are they actually affixing, like, chicken on the shoes?
No, so you know what Crocs are. They're those,
right.
Like, spongy sandal-type clog
Cloggies,
shoes
yes.
That
everyone knows.
A lot of people make fun of, like, dads maybe
sure.
For wearing those sort of things around the house. But they've got the fried chicken on the top, and then kind of the sole is the red and white stripe
like
from
the bucket.
The bucket, right, mm-hmm. For sure.
They're a sight to behold, for sure.
Yeah, available in the spring. So, like I said.
For $60.
I saw this, and I thought it was a joke. It is not a joke.
Oh, no, it was at New York Fashion Week.
I know.
Yeah,
I was like,
they, in the runway.
I saw okay. That. I was like, oh, okay, that's funny. All right. Because, you know, you see things on Instagram, and you're like, yeah, I don't believe 90% of the things I see on
sure.
The internet. But then, and this was one of them. And this is like, okay, all right. Well, I guess this is where we are. We're fried chicken Crocs.
I'm not sure what outfit that would match.
I think, you know, again, with Crocs, you got to wear them without socks. So, and probably shorts are best. So maybe like some shorts.
I thought everybody wore them with socks because it looks ridiculous.
Top. So like, since there's so much action going on with these shoes,
there's a lot of action.
They are the statement piece. So I would
sure.
Think that you'd probably want to pair it with something that's a little bit more
basic.
Toned down. Yeah, like a blues or grays and not a lot of patterns up top. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, they're certainly going to pop.
Yeah. Yeah, those would be the things that pop. So yeah, if you want to see them, we've tweeted them out at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Hey, speaking of food, we're going to stay in the food lane.
Oh, awesome.
A Louisville mystery has been solved.
Fantastic.
And I'm so happy for that after Lizzo on 99.7 DJX.
How you feeling?
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So you remember a month or two ago, former CEO of Papa John's did this magical interview with WDRB, John Schnatter, where in it he had dropped some wonderful sound bites, including A Day of Reckoning Will Come. That was one of them. And then
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days.
And that's what I mean. I was just impressed.
If I'm doing the math right, that's like more than one a day.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm not even hating on him. I mean, that is impressive.
Yeah.
40 pizzas in 30 days. you know, he was just kind of talking about how he was checking research. checking up on how the product has changed since he's left the company.
It's his business. He started it.
Right, for sure. And so now, I guess he got on a podcast and has now clarified that statement. So, one of the greatest Louisville mysteries has now been solved.
Great.
How, sir, are you going to handle 40 pizzas in 30 days? I mean, that,
well,
for any person,
is impressive. I assumed he tasted 40 pizzas in 30 days. I wasn't assuming he was eating the entire pizza pie.
See, that's where you and I differ.
Oh, okay.
Me as a guy,
went all in, ate the whole thing.
As a guy, yeah. and any guy within the sound of my voice, when you talk about, when you drop a line like this,
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days.
I've had over 40 pizzas in 30 days. I am saying I'm all in on that.
I translated that to I've tasted 40 pizzas in 30 days.
Well, you were more right than every single guy in Louisville.
See, well, I didn't say I'd eaten 40 pizzas in 30 days. I said I had.
Yes.
40 pizzas in 30 days.
I mean, when I say I had a pizza, that means I ate it.
Yeah, see? I mean, that is my point. When I had a pizza, that means I've eaten a pizza.
Sorry, I naturally
when I said had a pizza, means I'm inspecting.
Yes.
Right.
You know, and so I'm...
Okay, so now we're getting some industry lingo, apparently.
I'm not eating every pizza. I may be eating parts of pizzas. I probably eat 8 or 9 slices a week. Probably when I was at Papa John's, I was probably 12 or 15 because we're always testing new products.
Okay, so one of the greatest mysteries...
Quality control.
...of 2020 has now been solved. Papa John,
listen,
a.k.a. John Schnatter, has not actually eaten 40 pizzas in 30 days, as he claimed on that WDRB interview. That was so magical.
This is
I've
so precious.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days.
It's precious because you were living in this world where, how in the world did he do it? And I was living over here in this world the whole time going, he tasted 40 pizzas. So it, for me, has never been a thing. Like, this is not a big revelation because I always just assumed he meant tasted, not consumed 40 entire pizza pies.
Well, I took him for his word.
Oh, you went literal.
And I went literal. Okay. And me as a guy, when I say I had a pizza, I have eaten that damn pizza.
Okay.
I'm so glad
this has been cleared up for you.
Right, thank you. Thank you. Right.
It didn't need to be cleared up for me because I was sitting over here just knowing.
All right, fine.
Taste testing.
Maybe I'm the only one in this room who thought
research.
Papa John had actually eaten 40 pizzas in 30 days, which now he's come back and said, no.
Listen.
I haven't actually. I just tasted part of those pizzas. This is,
I'm sorry. I have insider information because I used to co-host a show where we would eat and taste test these dishes that were being made for us. We didn't eat the whole thing. We took a couple bites.
Kelly.
Insider info. I didn't share that with
Kelly, you need to stop.
Insider info.
You need to stop. You're pulling too much of the curtain back, Kelly.
Secrets of the industry.
You're pulling too much of the curtain back. Okay. All right, feel good. Do them every hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So 193 students from LeBron James's I Promise School Network were told they were going on a college visit to Kent State University in Northeast Ohio.
All right.
But when they got on campus, they got a very big surprise.
You are Mr. LeBron James' first class, his first love. It all started because of you.
So I want you to reach under your seats. And when you reach under your seats, you're going to find an envelope. And so as you open that envelope, what you're going to see is that we're announcing today that we will guarantee your tuition will be free.
Wow.
At Kent State University. And your first year of room and board free.
Dang, that's pretty cool.
Look at that. So if you're doing the math, tuition for in-state students is around $11,000 a year, so the bill would be over $8 million.
Holy cow.
Now, it's not just a handout. They have to keep earning it. They have to maintain a good standing with the school by attending class, getting good grades, and volunteering in the community.
Dang.
So, very cool.
Good for them.
It's a really neat thing. You can see the video of their surprise, which is pretty great. We tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You see the Forecastle lineup? Announced yesterday, WDJX.com, Jack Johnson, Cage the Elephant, the 1975 are the headliners on Friday, July 17th, the 18th, and then the 19th, respectfully. You've got Trevor, I'm sorry, Third Eye Blind. Remember them?
Oh, yeah.
Third Eye Blind, they're coming.
I know them.
Jack Harlow, who was just on The Tonight Show last night.
Yep.
By the way, you can see that video at WDJX.com. You've got the Grace Potter coming back.
Oh, yeah.
You got Little Tekka, John Bellion on the way at the Forecastle.
John Bellion, where's he been?
Right. I mean, he's been doing stuff.
Yeah.
We just haven't been playing a lot of his music on DJX. Trevor Daniel, you know that song Falling that that we're playing on DJX?
My he's going to be here. That one, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Brock Hampton. And I don't want to freak you guys out, but none other than Canadian songstress Carly Rae Jepsen.
Hit the button. Don't
ask me. Oh, my gosh. Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, Carly.
Yes, she's going to be on Sunday. The lineup on Sunday at Forecastle Festival.
It's fire.
By the way, you can win weekend passes just by going to WDJX.com, click win, okay? But
remember last time she was in studio?
Yes.
I was super pregnant.
You were pregnant, and we did this song.
We were dancing.
Hey, I just make it. Oh, it's so great.
This is crazy. I mean, it's iconic.
Bask in it.
What
so
is this?
Call me maybe.
I would say greatest song of the century. Greatest song of the century.
Wow. There you go.
It's
there,
catchy.
That's Kelly's stamp of approval there. I mean, that was
iconic.
Everyone's bop there for the longest time.
It
so
was.
Carly Rae Jepsen, she is going to be there at Forecastle. But yeah, we've got the lineup, and then you can win weekend passes, like I said, up at WDJX.com. Just click win. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Australia makes the show. So there is an interview on Australia's Channel 10, all right? And it involves basically them talking to a family about how the wildfires and everything have affected them, okay?
Yeah.
And so during the interview, there's a fly that lands on this Australian boy's face.
Okay.
And he eats it.
Okay, all right. I was
he just
say, it
like
didn't
a
fly away, did it?
No, like a lizard. He just
and just
eats it. So,
oh, dang.
So the fly, he's just smiling.
Yeah.
A fly lands on his face, gets up by his mouth, and he's like, meow.
Oh, gosh.
And then another one now literally takes.
I can't watch it.
He puts on a clinic on how to eat flies that land on your face.
Oh, no, sir.
Yes.
No, sir. I cannot watch that. Don't play it again.
Yeah.
Oh, don't play it again. I can't see it. I can't unsee it.
He Mr. Miyagi's that fly with his tongue. like a frog. Like a straight frog.
Okay.
This Australian
and then
boy.
He's smiling with pride after. Is it stuck in his teeth?
Two fly. No. That's just a gap in his teeth.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah. So, again, this show called The Project on Australian television was interviewing this family about how the effects of the wildfire have affected their farm and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just, it looks like a Little House on the Prairie type of family where you've got the mom and the husband and the sister and the brother.
They're all kind of wearing
just
like prairie hats.
Sure, prairie hats there. And then a fly lands on the kid's face and yump.
Yump. Just, I can't.
He puts on an absolute clinic.
No.
I mean, if you are wanting to learn how to eat flies with your tongue,
I didn't
that land on your face.
I want to go back in time where I didn't see that.
Oh.
I want to go back in time.
What a beautiful moment.
No, it's not a beautiful moment.
what a beautiful moment.
I mean, don't flies like live one day? What a weird, tragic ending for those two flies.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh,
lands on his cheek and.
Well, you know what? To be fair, that fly would just like landed too dangerously close to the mouth. But I'm sure the fly was like, this kid's not going to eat me. They don't eat me.
Australia is a little bit different.
Yeah.
If there's anything that we have learned about Australia.
Straight savage.
It is a savage country.
And you know what? I hope all the little flies are going to see that footage and tell all their fly friends that, hey.
Don't come around here.
Kids eat us.
Don't come around here, kids.
Don't land on their face.
I'm gonna go ahead and tweet out that video because you got to see it.
Oh, you don't have to see it.
Yeah, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Don't see it.
Australia making the show.
No.
On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, free therapy.
Tell all your fly friends.
Stay out of here.
Stay out of their face. Okay.
All right. Australia, what a magical, beautiful country.
We could spin that as a public service announcement to the flies in Australia.
Yes, we could also do that.
Yeah.
Or that could be like a tourist attraction. You know, come to Australia.
Eat the flies?
Wonderful cuisine.
No, I don't think so.
All right, coming up, free therapy. When you have an issue, relationship problem, or you just have a question you need, like a group setting of people to like chime in, hey, come to Ben and Kelly.
We got opinions.
We got opinions. We have a lot of...
smart people have opinions.
Smart people have opinions, too. So, yeah, free therapy on the way on 99.70JX.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
Hey there, Shelby.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Okay, so, hey, walk us through the message you sent us.
So, yeah, so last summer, I met this really awesome guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we met at a bar, and then we found out that we went to the same college, and we just never met each other.
Oh, cool.
So, of course, we exchanged numbers, and eventually we started casually dating, but things began to start to get serious, I want to say, around homecoming. We went to homecoming together, and so now it's been about 3 months since we've been dating.
Nice.
So things have been going really, really great. You know, I really care about him. But this past weekend, something really crazy happened. It's just crazy.
Okay.
So I went to spend the weekend with him, and I walked in on his ex-girlfriend cooking dinner at his house.
At his house?
Whoa.
Yes.
And so I'm guessing that you were unaware that that would be the sight you'd see.
Exactly. I was, like, so confused, hurt, shocked. Angry, like every emotion that you would expect for me to have.
Yeah, did he, I mean, obviously he's going to have an explanation, right?
I mean, he pretty much said, first he saw that I was obviously completely immediately angry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then he explained that he just didn't tell me that his ex was staying with him for a couple weeks because, oh, she lost her job and had no family in the area to go to.
Oh, so he was just like bringing her.
Yeah. So basically he tried to pacify me by repeating that it was temporary.
So, okay, wait. All right. So his ex-girlfriend, do you know of her? Like, has he talked about her in the past or anything?
I mean, briefly, but
yeah.
Nothing, like not a whole conversation. Like, you know, we kind of decided, all right, we're together now. You know, the past is the past, whatever. But
right.
The past is like very present.
And cooking dinner. Was it, did you eat? Was it delicious?
No.
So.
No, I'm like, he just tried to downplay it. Like, you know, it wasn't really that big of a deal. I really, really like him, you know, but this is like something I am worried about, you know, like, is it like, should I trust him? Is this like a massive red flag? Like.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question.
You're 3 months into the relationship, so it's pretty early.
Yeah.
I get that, you know, it's kind of an interesting time for something like this to come up. Are you concerned that he might still have feelings for her?
I am because, you know, he wants me to trust him, but I feel like he lost that trust when he didn't tell me to begin with, you know?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
I think that helping people, whatever, you know, that's, I get it, but.
They give you a heads up.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, by the way, my ex-girlfriend's going to be staying with me for a couple weeks. She's going through something.
You
know, like, then I could feel like, okay, I can understand and maybe we can work through it, not just walk in when I come visit you and she's cooking dinner.
Yeah, it's interesting that's something big that could just slip his mind.
Well, and here from a guy's perspective, maybe it didn't slip his mind, but maybe he knew that it was going to make you mad and he wanted to... Like, maybe he's not doing anything, like, in his mind that's cheating, but he knew that it was going to be an issue, and so he didn't want to bring it up.
Well,
and
if that was the case, then why bring her back to his place? Why didn't you just go hang out at your place?
I don't know.
For 2 weeks.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, that's weird.
Shelby, we got a bunch of people texting in at 502-571-9970, so hopefully we can help ease your mind or at least point you in a direction in which
what
you can...
What to do, yeah.
What to do with this.
Yeah. Crazy.
Allison texts in and says, nope, get out, girl. He sits on a throne of lies.
Oh, wow. Throne of lies.
Throne of lies.
Dang.
Yeah, a lot of people are just saying, like, Katie, dump him and move on. And you can do better. Well, yeah, I mean, 3 months is pretty early. It is also, I mean, I guess 3 months could be one of those, hey, cut your losses, get out, because there's not much invested. Or it's a time of, like, okay, let's pause, redo. You know, I mean, I think that you could look at it either way. 502-571-9970. 99.7 DJX, free therapy. Well, Well, she went over to her boyfriend's house and...
They've been dating 3 months.
His ex was cooking dinner.
Now, see, the more I think about this, I think that maybe he's just an idiot and just forgot.
Russ,
like, why would he take her to his place if he knew that his ex was staying there? Like, he knew he had to know.
Russ texts in and says, like, first thought was, yeah, leave the guy. However, he didn't try to hide it.
No, he didn't.
By keeping his current girlfriend away, can totally see both sides of this.
Yeah, like, I think it's not a big deal in his mind. He completely, totally forgot. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So, she's here for a little bit.
On the other hand, Pete's like, hey, he is a player, point blank, period. He did that for a reason, most likely to prove something to himself someone.
Oh, my.
So, like, bring in the old girlfriend, current girlfriend by, like, hey, don't get too comfortable. I got options.
Well, Julie said, I'm wondering if this guy has a 1 or 2 bedroom place. Where is she sleeping while she's there? Probably. Wow, well,
even if it's a 1 bedroom place, you'd hope that he's got the couch or...
Or no, she's got the couch.
Well...
And he's sleeping in his room.
If he's a gentleman, he lets her have the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I would do.
Well, it's so nice of you. I'm sure your wife would really appreciate that.
He calls our show all the time. Andrew the Love Doctor. Good morning.
Oh, my God. This woman. Yeah, he's having his cake and he's eating it too, literally.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, here's the thing, guys. If he wants to be in a relationship with her, it's a serious red flag for her. She needs to figure that out very quickly, because not telling her, what else is he not going to tell her in the future, right? And having somebody that he has actually been intimate with staying in the same facility that he's in, no, that's a bad omen. It's a red flag. She's got to either dump him or make sure that she's out right away, the ex-girlfriend's out right away. He's having his cake and he's eating it too. That's exactly why he didn't tell her.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, you are the doctor.
You are the trusted authority on this. All right. Andrew, thanks as always.
Yeah, does the word cheating come to mind? Oh, yeah, it's happening. All right, guys, love you.
All right, thank you, buddy. I got a text from Chris who says, how could he think she wouldn't find out? Maybe he wanted her to walk into that, because maybe he is one of those guys who hates breaking up, so he pulls a stunt like this to force her to break it off.
There's
maybe
so many theories.
Maybe after 3 months he's like, I don't know how this is working out.
I feel like we're giving this guy a lot of credit.
We
for
are.
Like plotting stuff like that. I just honestly, I'm defaulting with team. He just forgot because it wasn't
see,
a big deal.
That surprises
in his mind.
Me. That surprises me about you. I feel like you would be like, you know what? That right there shows me something.
Listen, I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt. Especially if I'm like totally digging this dude. I'm just brushing it off. He's so sweet. I would use that as another reason to love him more.
Oh my gosh.
Because he's so sweet.
He cares so much for his ex. He shares his own bed with her.
Listen,
oh, so nice.
I'm telling you this. My husband's first girlfriend was in our wedding. She was a bridesmaid.
Well, I mean, I was in my ex-girlfriend's wedding.
I take that as a compliment. If, you know, it's proof that he's a nice guy if he's got a good relationship with his exes.
Sure. But your husband's ex, you didn't go over to his house and she was cooking him dinner.
That's true.
Okay. So anyways.
They were 16.
All right.
But still.
Listen, we could go on and on about
that's
this.
That's my track of thinking.
We could go on and on about this for hours.
I think he's a great guy.
Okay. So if you want to comment, you can Facebook, Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is kind of funny reading all the comments on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show from our free therapy, which we did last hour. You know, current girlfriend of 3 months just walked in her boyfriend's apartment and his ex-girlfriend was cooking dinner. So, you know,
Anthony asked, hey, what was she wearing? I'm assuming it wasn't anything scandalous, because she would have said, hey, she was in her undies.
Like
or something.
His button-down shirt.
Right. That would have sent a stronger message.
That would have sent a stronger message.
Yeah.
Anyways, you can read the comments and you can chime in as well at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook and Twitter. All right, feel good. Do them every hour here on the morning show, brought to you by Campbellsville University.
Well, we're going to go to jolly old England for this. I'll put my British accent on.
All right.
A British man who won a nearly $325,000 lottery jackpot says he kept his windfall a secret from his wife for 2 days.
Oh.
So he could surprise her with a day off.
Oh, there it is.
See, it's in the feel-good category.
There, gotcha.
Tim Carson, he's 49, said his dog was the only one he confided in after winning $324,122.
He was telling his dog.
Yes. Well, you got to tell somebody right. when you went
hey,
out,
buddy.
Right?
Guess what happened, buddy?
I've been walking our dog Holly a lot these past 2 days to refrain from speaking to anyone and spoiling the surprise.
Oh, no.
Holly was the only one who knew about the money, he told officials.
Oh, my God.
He said he waited 2 days to tell his wife, Allison, so he could surprise her on her day off with his plans to buy a new house.
Wow.
Woo! Right? How cool is that? We always said that we wanted to buy a house if we won money with the lottery, so this is my present to Allison, as she has kept us both going. I am eternally grateful for her support since I retired. She was shocked.
Well,
and she says, I can't believe Tim managed to keep the secret for 2 days. It's truly the best news ever. I'm so excited.
What else have you kept from me?
Listen.
Tim?
No, we're not in the free therapy lane. What? We're in the feel-good lane.
If you can lie to me with a straight face about See, winning the lottery.
It's a good secret. You bought her a house.
Okay.
It's fine.
I guess.
It's all good things.
Sure.
And kudos to me and my British accent. I mean, our British-speaking friends, so
yeah,
they can
that's
understand.
Right. So they can understand.
It's translated for them.
Yeah, well, you know? We're a mass appeal morning show.
Bilingual.
Kelly, for sure. All right, there you go. Feel good.
Peep, peep. Here we are.
Brought to you by Campbellsville University. On 99.7 EJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, we're about 5 minutes away from tickets to Justin Bieber.
And snack time for me.
Kelly's going to shove some stuff in her mouth.
That's what she said.
Try to sing some songs for you. We've been doing this all week. It's, what are we calling it? Yummy Chubby Bieber Bunny?
Yeah, it's right. Always magical, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's always magical.
Always magical.
Yeah.
And it's coming up here in just a few minutes. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So all week we have been doing Chubby Yummy Bieber Bunny.
Something like that. Or Yummy Chubby Bieber Bunny.
Yummy Chubby yeah. Bieber Bieber.
Oh, wow. Oh,
all right, anyways, we're professionals. It's the chance at Justin Bieber tickets for his show in August at the KFC Yum Center.
It's just a really
and
dumb way to give these tickets
yeah,
away.
Exactly.
Dumb.
And it's also sweet treats from Adrian and Company. So she's throwing it in there. It's the yummiest Valentine's Day ever. So,
which, by the way, shout out to her. She made herself a Valentine's cake, put up on social media, and it's got a big old cutout of Tom Selleck on it.
Tom Selleck, who you may know as
Magnum P.I.
Boyfriend
of Monica,
on Friends.
There's a lot.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, he's got a big mustache.
Been around for a while. All right, so 502-571-9970. Let's see. It has been our intern. It has been me. Oh, look. It is your turn.
My time in the spotlight.
It's time for Kelly to shove some stuff in her mouth and try to sing.
It's great. It's going to be magical.
Yeah.
It's going to be on pitch and on point.
I just don't want you to drool all over your nice
yeah, well,
heart-shaped sweater.
I do have a heart-shaped sweater. No ill-placed pom-poms on this one.
Nope. You're good.
Yep. Valentine's Day, it's for love.
Yeah, for love. All right. 571-9970.
Kinda used to be in someone you love.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is Yummy Bieber Chubby Bunny. We call it something different every single time we play.
Yeah, whatever. It's yep. the same thing.
Okay. Basically, Kelly's going to shove marshmallows in her mouth and attempt to sing to you. You got to guess title and artist. What it is. Let's meet who you are, I guess, playing for today.
Sure.
Stacy calling us from Cordon, Indiana. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
So how versed are you on songs and on people shoving things in their mouth and singing to you?
I usually can guess the song, but the artist is a little tough. But
Okay. All right.
I'm a little nervous.
Well.
You know what? I'm nervous. I'm the one performing. If I'm really bad at this, it's going to hurt you.
Stacey,
although it doesn't really hurt you, you win anyway.
Stacey, here's the thing. The real the concern that I have is that Kelly's going to drool all over her sweater.
I'm not going to drool.
It's going to ruin it.
It's fine. It's going to be fine.
How many marshmallows are you going to do?
Well,
now,
I could only do
four. Our intern could do five.
I'm not going to be anywhere near that. I feel like, you know.
You're saying you have a smaller mouth than
yeah,
I.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just tell me when, because I don't want them to be marinating okay. in there any longer than they need to.
Marinate. Kelly's got a gag reflex,
I
too.
Do.
So, all right, so Stacey, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, Kelly, shove the marshmallows.
Oh, you should ask me, are you ready,
Sorry.
Kelly?
Kelly, are you ready?
No.
Okay, all right, in go two marshmallows.
Oh, wow.
Are you gonna attempt
I'm
one more?
Three.
She's going to try three. You do have a small mouth. It's hard for you to stuff that much in your mouth. There's a gag reflex. All right, so Stacy, here's your first audio clue.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I spent 10,000 hours, 10,000 That's what it takes to learn not to speak for the news.
Ow. That was spot
that
on.
Was fit.
Katie, or Stacy, what is that?
That is 10,000 hours.
By Dan and Shay, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan and Shay. Okay, all right, good. Stacey's one for one. Kelly, I think you need to shove one more in there. That was almost... You can fit one more in there. I'm going to gag, she says. This is so awkward. All right, second audio clue. All right, are you ready?
Bye. Don't really want to make this. I just want to tell you what a fan you was. My turn to you. Eat no longer. Bye.
You're doing the moves, too. All right, Stacy, what was that?
Bye, NSYNC?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay, I just swallowed one. I got a reload.
Listen, Stacy, Kelly had to look up how that song went.
Off no, I
the
did
air.
Not.
I she did.
I kept having it's gonna be me in my mouth, in my head,
in my mouth. What are you doing?
In my head. I got
all right, Stacy. One more here. It's Chubby Yummy Bieber Bunny for Justin Bieber tickets and Adrian and Company sweet treats.
I got another one.
Last audio clue.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, wait.
All right, shove one more in there.
I just did.
All right. Oh, okay. You can't shove another one in there? You can fit one more, right?
Oh,
college try. I'm going to hear you gag. No. Kids, don't try this at home, by the way. We're trained professionals. Oh, my God. Kelly, it's good. Kelly, hang on. You got to give Stacy one more audio clue. She's crying. Kelly, that's not the song. Okay. All right, when you're ready. Are you going to be ready? All right, she's not ready. Hang on. You have to spit one of them out? All right. Spit one of them out. Spit one of them out, Kelly. Oh, she spit them all out. All right, hang on.
Okay. Awkward.
Yeah, I know it is awkward. It was really awkward, Stacy. Stacy was like,
you
awkward.
Told me to jump too many words. Hang on. I gotta start from scratch.
All right, are you tearing up?
Yes, I am. Listen, you told me to go too far.
I know.
You told me to go too far. I'm a three marshmallow kind of girl.
All right. Know your limits, Kelly.
I do know my limits now.
Know your limits. You're only.
Yeah, I know my limits now.
You can only stuff three marshmallows in your mouth.
Are you ready?
All right, we're ready.
Are you ready?
All right, we're ready. Last Here song for Stacy from Corden, Indiana.
Yeah.
I can't even look at you.
I'm in close to home.
Stacy, tell me you got that.
Yeah. You said
Usher, yeah? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Usher, yeah.
Yeah, now you got it. Congratulations.
I'm in club with my homies.
Oh,
my
God. Oh, thank God that's over.
Thank God that's over.
Poor Kelly.
Poor Kelly. What about poor me and poor everybody else that's listening?
I grew up.
Yeah, again, we are trained professionals. Don't try this at home. Stacy, congratulations. You're a winner, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, hang on.
I ate some.
You got the sugar sweats now, don't you?
Yeah.
Back Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, here we go. Kylie starts it off. Kelly should have been doing the yummy chubby Bieber bunny all week.
Thank you.
Now I want to hear Usher's yeah. All right.
Gotcha. I am not going to perform it with marshmallows in my mouth anymore, though. I'll let you enjoy this.
Okay. Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX. In the club with my homies, trying to get a little VI, but down on the low key, she know how I feel. I started shorty, she was checking up for me, from the game she was singing in my ear, you would think that she knew me, decided to cheat, conversation got heavy, she had me feeling like she's ready to blow, 99.7 DJX. Just clips of your favorite songs played back to back to back to back. Maybe you haven't heard on 99.7 DJX in a while. Brianna texts in and says, hey, can you play Survivor by Destiny's Child for the premiere of Survivor Season 40 last night?
What? Is that right?
Is that real?
That's crazy.
Is that real?
If I'm doing the math, they're doing two seasons a year. Is that 20 years?
It's been on since 2000.
Wow.
Wow. All right, Throwback Thursday. Now that you're out of my life, I'm so much better. You thought that I'd be weak without you, but I'm stronger. You thought that I'd be broke without you, but I'm richer. You thought that I'd be sad without you, I love harder. Thought I wouldn't grow without you, now I'm wiser. Thought that I'd be helpless without you, but I'm smarter. You thought that I'd be stressed without you, but I'm chilling. Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Man, Amanda coming in here with the play some No Doubt. Man, that's been a minute.
Oh, wow. All okay.
Right. All right, we got you. Throwback Thursday, DJX. All the same, misfit, I sit lit up, wicked. Everybody else surrounded by the girls with the tank tops and the flirty ways. I'm just sipping on chamomile, watching boys and girls in the sex appeal. With a stranger in my face who says he knows my mom and went to my high school. JX, your texts and all your different messages make up our playlist.
So, got a text message to my sister and I. Hey, I'm Jill. We're reminiscing her first and only birthday bash. It had Ryan Cabrera, JoJo, and Brooke Hogan at Kentucky Kingdom.
Oh, Brooke Hogan.
Oh, yeah. She'd like to hear little JoJo.
We tried to get Brooke Hogan's dad, a.k.a. Hulk Hogan,
yeah,
to, like, talk during the birthday bash.
He said, nope, it's her moment.
He said, exactly. Yep. We're gonna be together always. Hope you know that when it's late at night, hold on to my pillow tight. You think of how you promised me forever. I never thought that anyone could make me feel this way. Now that you're here, boy, all I want is just a chance to say, Throwback Thursday. Funny story about JoJo. I just had a conversation with a record label. I was like, you know, JoJo's coming out with some new music, right? Like, wow. Really?
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
JoJo? JoJo of that JoJo?
It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. All right. Throwback Thursday. Just songs you haven't heard in a while. Play back to back to back to back to back. Your requests make up our playlist here on 99.7 DJX. Let me talk to you, tell you how it is. I was thinking when
the young boy gon' do? Send them chicks with you. Gotta be a kid. Stay pretty thick with a kick that's sick. That need to be hit. So tell me what y'all gon' do. I got friends and you got friends. They hop out and you hop in. I look fly and they jock in. The way you drop down makes me wild. I got friends and you got friends. They hop out and you hop in. I look fly and they jock in. The way you drop down makes me wanna pop. He's a man on the floor. If he ain't, let me know. Let me see if you can run it, run it. Girl, indeed I can run it, run it. He's a man on the floor. If he ain't, let me know. Let me see if you can run it, run it. Girl, indeed I can.
Throwback Thursday on 99.70 JX. Skylar checks in and says, I feel so sorry for the people who have to work Thursday mornings because they miss Throwback Thursday. So,
yeah.
Why don't you play something uplifting for them? Like NSYNC. Like the very song that Kelly had to YouTube before
Listen,
her
no.
Marshmallow.
It's because I kept singing, it's gonna be me in my head.
I heard it on her coming out of her computer.
I'm like, wait a second.
Are you, listening
the chorus
to Bye 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 by NSYNC?
Up to this.
Throwback Thursday.
Stop throwing shade at me.
Make up our playlist at 502-571-9970 via text.
Amy wants the wobble.
The wobble?
It's just two words. That's all she texted. The wobble.
Do we even have this song?
Hit the button.
Wow, we do. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Now you're doing the dance, right? Doing the dance. Oh, yeah. All the shorties in the club.
Have it on 99.70 JX.
Oh yeah! Oh man, everyone's blowing it up.
You know, once
what's happening?
Once a week, we throw it back to songs you haven't heard in a while. This would be one of them. The wobble.
Yeah, and Anna says, why would you not have the wobble?
Right, right.
True question.
Throwback Thursday on 99.70 JX.
Hey, Aaron.
Go.
It's your birthday.
We gonna party like it's your birthday. We gonna sip a card like it's your birthday. And you know we don't. It's not your birthday. You'll find me in the club. Bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to feel the buzz, I'm in the having sex. I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug. If you're in the getting rough, you can find me in the club. Bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to feel the buzz, I'm in the having sex. I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug. If you're in the getting rough.
When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dude. When I roll 20 deep, it's always drama in the club. Now that I roll with Dre, everybody show me love. When you sell like Eminem, you get plenty of groupie love. Look, homie, ain't nothing changed. Roll down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cutting, man. Roll them trees up. If you watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but now I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the LA, they saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, for sure, to tell you I'm local. And the plan is to put the rap game in the choke. I'm full of focus, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal, and I'm still in the grind. Now shorty says she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. A girl from Woody, they buy, and they ready to go.
We're all back Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Bethany said, you know, you were talking about a little birthday bash action. She's going to need to hear some Ryan Cabrera. Just want to throw that out there.
Wow.
Just going
to
throw
That's going to be another one that we're going to have to find.
Going to have to warn you.
Veronica throws out, last week didn't tune in for TBT. My car broke down. I think my car was mad at me. Yeah, that's definitely the case.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Tights underneath. I got the breath of a last cigarette on my teeth. And she's an actress. But she ain't got no need. She's got money from her parents in a trust fund back east. Tongues. Always pressed to your cheeks while my tongue is on the inside of some other girl's teeth. You tell your boyfriend, if he says he's got beef, that I'm a vegetarian and I ain't fair to him.
She wants to touch me, woo. She wants to love me, woo. She'll never leave me, woo.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. I found it.
Bethany, look at that.
Look at that.
Look at that. Dreams come true.
Dreams do come true.
Absolutely.
It's a reality on Thursday mornings here on 99.7 DJX.
Remember when he was dating Ashley Simpson?
I do.
Yeah.
Sick and tired of this world. There's no more air. Tripping over myself. Going nowhere. Waiting. Suffocated. No direction. Took a dive and on the way down, I saw you and you saved me from myself. And I won't forget the way you loved me. And on the way down, I almost fell right through. But I held on to you.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Wow, former Bash artist Ryan Cabrera. Now, I don't know
what he's doing.
I don't know.
Oh, bless his heart. We'll look it up.
Another text. My one and only birthday bash was Jonas Brothers over a decade ago.
Oh, whoa. If
we stay in that bash lane.
Oh man. Oh, yeah. Wow. Remember when you were on a mattress talking to them? That was weird.
I do.
And we'll take more than common sense. So stop you wondering, take a stand. Just live. Cause an empty room can be so loud. There's too many tears to drown them out. So hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. One single smile, a helping hand.
Wow, and to think Joe now has a kid on the way.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Oh, they're all grown up.
Another bonus, Jonas. Zoe is here for the Joe Bros. She's all caps. She's yelling, yeah.
They're all grown up now.
Yeah.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX.
Allison rolling in. You know what I need?
What?
Cue my hump. The time is now.
All right.
Sorry, I just realized I was yelling.
That wasn't Kelly talking.
Nope.
That was.
I just read it as is.
There you go.
Yeah.
All that junk inside your trunk.
I'ma get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my hump. My hump, my hump.
Fergie.
My hump, my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My lovely little lumps. Check it out. I drive these brothers crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely. They buy me all these ices. Dolce and Gabbana. Fendi and Adana. Karen, they be sharing all their money. Got me wearing fly. Girl, I ain't asking. They say they love my satin. I keep on demonstrating my love. My love, my love, my love. You love my lady love. My hump, my hump, my hump. My humps, they got you.
She's got me spinning.
Oh, spinning.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Tori rolls in on a tweet. I forgot Ryan Cabrera even existed.
Oh, poor boy. Promising young artist.
Oh, poor boy. All right. Elizabeth rolling in on text. Jesse McCartney, all caps. All right. We got you.
Yeah.
A lot of people are still speculating he's on the Masked Singer as the turtle.
The turtle. It could very well be.
Maybe.
Hey, baby girl, I've been watching you all day.
All day, all day, all day.
Man, the thing you got behind you is amazing.
Tweet from Tyler, you know, for Valentine's Day. Is it really love or all caps? Is it just another crush? Another bash artist?
Are you talking about David Archuleta?
David Archuleta.
American Idol alum? David Archuleta? Who got lost walking around downtown Louisville?
He was literally walking around 4th Street. We're like, David, this way.
This way, honey.
This way.
Come this way.
Oh, my God. I don't know how long I can hang with this song.
Oh, bring it. Couple skate. Couple skate.
There's a rush, but a rush. Cause the possibility that you would ever feel the same way about me. It's just too much, just too much. Why do I keep running from the truth? All I ever think about is you. You got me hypnotized, so mesmerized. And I just got to know.
I forgot David Archuleta even existed, too.
Throwing shade and poor David Archuleta.
Listen.
Sweet, sweet boy.
David Archuleta, I mean, we're not even lying. He was lost.
He was looking for a church.
Wandering.
He wanted to go to church. Yes. He was lost.
Yeah.
Bless
he was
heart.
Wandering around downtown
for Jesus.
Louisville.
Yes.
Throwback Thursday.
I feel you creeping. I can see it from my shadow. Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo. Maybe go to my place and just kick. Ready to attack now. Pulling the parking lot slow with the lockdown. Convicts got the whole thing packed now. Step in the club, the boys roll intact now. I feel it stone and crack now. Ooh, I see it's all at back now. I'ma call her, then I put the mat down. Money no problem, pocket full of that now. I feel you creeping, I can see it from my shadow.
Come back Thursday.
Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini.
99.7 DJX. Haley, all caps. I need Miley Cyrus, see you again. Well, listen, we all need things. We don't always get what we want.
Sure.
All right?
But I have a feeling.
But in this case,
I'll
buy it. I'll buy it. Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Shout out. Can we do a shout out?
Sure.
Caitlin Barnes really wants to give a shout out to her 360 Elite Dance Team. They compete in Ohio this weekend. Go, girls.
All right, great. Kylie's saying, wow, throwing bangers out this morning. Yes.
Straight fire, right?
That's all we do.
Yeah.
That's all we do.
Bumping out the speakers.
Who's this for? Karen?
Linda.
I knew it was an office lady.
Linda, hey, guys. I just need to hear some milkshaker.
I needed
shaker.
To hear my song before I walked into work.
It's my jam.
Thursday tradition here on 99.7 DJX, where we just throw back to songs you haven't heard in a while. Play back to back to back to back. We don't give you the entire song. A lot of people always ask us why. It's so we can get more in.
Listen, Corey was having a hard time doing the dancing while he was driving. So
I get it.
FYI, safety first.
I get it. Jeff, he lives in Kansas. He really wants to find a date.
He's ready for that special someone.
$25,000 if you can help Jeff Gephardt find the perfect woman, and another $25,000 to a local animal shelter.
Yes.
Yeah, Wait a second. If I'm doing the math, he's willing to put up $50,000?
$50,000. Jeff is 47 years old.
The main objective of this is to find the right girl for me, wherever she is.
Jeff Gephardt is a Kansas City guy through and through.
Uh-huh.
All Kansas City, Shawnee Mission West guy, KU grad. So I live now probably 5 or 6 miles from my home I grew up in.
Yeah, so basically he's saying that he's done all the online dating. He's sick of dating. He thinks that he would probably put up about $25,000 just in dating in a year. So he's like, why not just give it to someone who finds me that special someone?
So maybe he doesn't trust his own instincts anymore. He's like, you know what? A stranger is going to find me a better match.
Yeah, so either it's a finder's fee.
Sure.
Or it's to that person who comes into his life that is willing to date. Now, yeah, I don't know what fine print and stipulations are on it.
But I feel like a lot of women are going to be like, well, I'll take the $25,000 and then it's me. I'm the perfect match.
Let me ask, is this like a pretty woman thing? Is it, I mean, is it like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you say we're not married and you were like, you know what? I could use an easy $25,000. You go, you're like, yeah, Jeff is a little bit older than maybe what I want. He's okay looking, I guess.
What do you
do for that $25,000?
I don't, well, I feel like, no, sir.
Well,
if we're talking about me personally.
Okay.
I'm going to need to do a little, let's meet up for coffee.
Okay, start
let's
there.
Let's see how that goes.
Sure, we'll start there.
I'm not going to commit to the $25,000. Before I have like a coffee date.
So anyways, Jeff and his boys are going to put you through a little bit of a test. And
of course. Well, I mean, look at The Bachelor. You have to go through all these different challenges.
Yeah. And you don't get $25,000 on The Bachelor.
Nope.
But you do if you're Jeff's man,
That's
woman.
That's great.
Man or woman, I guess. I don't know.
Sure.
Who knows? Anyways.
I hope they videotape this.
I hope
they
do.
Make it some sort of a series. I need to see it.
I hope Jeff finds
invested.
That lucky lady, right?
Yes.
Ah, love is in the air. Okay.
Seems like a nice guy.
Sure.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. Rich, nice guy.
Yeah.
There you go. That'll about do it for our show. If you missed anything on the show, Kelly shoving food in her mouth to try to sing songs. Or
I still have marshmallows under my fingernail.
Free therapy, all that. We've got it up on the podcast. You can fill yourself in. WDGX.com. Click listen.
Oh, and videos up too. You're video. Welcome.
All right. You're welcome. There you go. You can see Kelly with...
Spoiler alert, I puke.
All right. Have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.